Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Mississippi player.
Mississippi player.
I know y'all might be from Georgia.
I know y'all might be from Georgia.
Alabama, Louisiana.
Alabama.
Memphis.
Louisiana.
But we're doing it for Mississippi.
But we're doing it for Mississippi.
Mississippi. Greenville.
Greenville.
Greenwood.
Greenwood.
In the north.
In the north.
Hattiesburg.
Hattiesburg.
Vicksburg.
All y'all.
Vicksburg.
We're going to represent all y'all.
We're going to represent
all y'all. Throw y'all ears up.
Throw your ears up.
Like this.
This paper payment is dead. Hell yeah, we got degrees for the grease and bread. It's a must. You're out of town, let's keep a bed. And when you visit, don't bring bullshit. We thoroughbred. Now why in the hell you think we got that crooked letter in the middle? Anything that's in the middle is guaranteed to get y'all set. Now we tripping, but we pissing. Unless you want us to. It don't matter, player. It's all on you, dude. Now what you call that? Post it up with 50 killers. You don't want no trouble, make them suffer. F***ing up with little. I don't want to kill them, that's a sin. Let that nigga survive. Let's just show them how real players do it in the side. Yeah, I'm from that Mississippi, and I know I'm moving slower. While y'all smoking cigarillo, I'm still blowing Tampa Nugget. Now what you want, little pimpin', when you see me in the club? Spitting Mississippi water, throwing Mississippi mud.
Want to and get hemmed up at M.I. Crooked Letter. So throw your M's up. Around here, we wear Reeboks. Put them Tim's up. And if you with me, you gotta with all of them, bruh. In the dirty, we live like so and take it simple. But get caught sniffing, and this is what you're in for. A real smooth jack now. Automatic gat round. Mendenhall, Hattiesburg, Gulfport, Jacktown. PG, Pascagoula, West Point, Greenwood, Starkville, Indianola, represent Stonehood, Vicksburg. Throw it up, Hazelhurst, throw it up. Affiliating this mother, we about to blow it up. Now that you know it up, represent it, show us love. What you thought it was, it's Mississippi cuz. I'm never sober, always buzzed off that drinking drugs. Still stopping waist high in that Mississippi mud.
Coming straight out of that Jack Town, that's where we gon' die. Ain't number real rolling round this side. So if you ever get the mess, you better hold a reply. Study your own, get your own, it don't slip up. 500,000 on pianos with a tip cup. Gum gangster dress with a gangster. I'm never drinking less and always smoking. Staying on cloud nine, lyrics blowing your wig. Still ducking the cops, which we call them the pig. They don't really want trouble. We busting they bubble. If you can't get them, cause I really don't love them. They catch an attitude. Did I give them the blues? You want to converse? Well, then here go the rules. Keep your head down and your heels high. Laying it down for that crooked eye, crooked eye.
America, but the U.S. some bullshit. They knocked down the tower so they can get them a Harley. Now ain't that some bullshit? Katrina victims still ain't grieving, but they broke their neck to take their head to hate it. I learned it's America, but the U.S. some bullshit. They knocked down the tower so they can get them a Harley. Now some bullshit. Katrina victims still ain't grieving, but they broke their neck to take their head to hate. Now let me show you just how much your country cares about me. Instead of being Katrina victims, they call them refugees. I thought this was one nation under God. But what your nation was Islam and what your God was Allah. What if I shot a congresswoman and killed a 9-year-old child? Do you really think that even be a need for a trial? Because I got some tattoos, a gold chain, and a white tee, and a Chevy sitting on thing. These motherfuckers think they know me, but you don't know me, and you really don't want to. But it's all good, because the feelings are mutual. You wouldn't let a nigga disrespect you in your face, but you let the government do it to you every single day.
I know it's America, but the U.S. some bullshit. They knocked down the tower so they can get them a Harley. Now ain't that some bullshit? Katrina victims still ain't grieving, but they broke their neck to take their head to Haiti. I know it's America, but the U.S. some bullshit. They knocked down the tower so they can get them a Harley. Now ain't that some bullshit? Katrina victims still ain't grieving, but they broke their neck to take their head to Haiti.
This America, but this U.S. some bullshit. When they cut the welfare, I will bust it down with that all in. Do you really think it's a game? It's real life, them other people ain't joking. Go to school, get a degree, but that ass is still hoping. Get your shit together, pimp, let's play it how it's supposed to be. Obama handling business, and they hate that part of history. Now when the Trinity came down with all types of water, people had to vacate to Mississippi, Texas, even Florida. And they wonder why gorillas out the cage running, man. No shoes on your feet, your mom just spent the last. I ain't even got no cash to bounce back. I ain't even got no money, cause taxes flipping like happens.
I'm America, but the U.S. some bullshit. They knocked down the tower so they can get them a Harley. Now ain't that some bullshit? Katrina victims still ain't grieving, but they broke their neck to take their head to Haiti. It's America, but the U.S. some bullshit. They knocked down the tower so they can get them a Harley. Now ain't that some bullshit? Katrina victims still ain't grieving, but they broke their neck to take their head to Haiti. I love this America, but I'm sick of the race back. Obama the president, but you better not relax. Crackers still running thing here, if you ain't know that. But I'm still rooting for him, so throw your salute for him. Explain to me whatever happened in 05. The shooter delivered, bro, but the people, they kept dying. Some niggas on rooftops, some swam free. And they lift him a bullshit, money came by key. Jacktown, Mississippi, we go through the same thing. And if Barbara didn't take the stimulus, like fuck that Obama chain. Now you ain't got a question why these niggas say a Jane. My nigga got 25, but it's legal in Cali, man. Motherfucker white, man. Yeah, that what my daddy say. Motherfuckers ice chain. Yeah, that what I hate to say. Some people don't understand, that's what niggas do. We forced to take penitentiary chances just to ride cool. I love this America, but the U.S. some bullshit. They knock down the tower so they can get them a Harley. Now ain't that some bullshit? Katrina victims still ain't grieving, but they broke their neck to take their head to Haiti. I love it's America, but the U.S. some bullshit. They knocked down the tower so they can get them a Harley. Now ain't that some bullshit? Katrina victims still ain't grieving, but they broke their neck to take their head to Haiti.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. This is Beth, and you just heard two songs by Jackson Bass, a rap group affiliated music. First song, which some of you have heard, Mississippi. And the second one, now you see why I wanted to keep my word, because a couple weeks ago I said I would play a song of theirs called I Love This America. But it has profanity in it. But the it's a very social economic song. And so now you see why I said I would play it on my late show on Thursday nights, because of the profanity. But the message is, you know, self-expression about what's going on socioeconomically, you know, in this part of America. So that was affiliated music. So before I get started, obviously you all know I'm watching the Mavericks, hoping they can close this deal. But before I get started, because most of you know that I'm based in Jackson, Mississippi, and we've been experiencing just crazy, crazy weather ever since the spring has started. This has been the most horrific tornado season. You know, I talk to you all, I think on every show I have talked about this weather that we have. I mean, we were so happy to see our early spring, but wow, it's been a very deadly spring regarding these tornadoes. So before we get started, let's take a moment of silence to pray for people who have. There are people right here in the Jackson, Mississippi area, in Mississippi, who we've had a loss of life with the tornadoes that came through yesterday. The state of Mississippi lost 32 lives, and but there are those that have lost lives. There are those that lost everything except the clothes on their backs, literally. And so let's take a moment of silence to pray for individuals and families and companies and business in America, period, regarding the loss here in Mississippi, in Alabama. The president is scheduled to visit the state of Alabama tomorrow. He probably made stops in all the states that were hit by the tornado. Let's take a moment of silence and pray for everyone. Okay. May God grant me the word to speak his thoughts. Yes. It's devastating because we take tornadoes very seriously. When they say they didn't have to tell us to go for cover. Tornado alarms went off in my neighborhood yesterday. We didn't lose any power or anything, but you never know. It could be sunny. These tornadoes have gotten to the point where the tornado alarms will go off, and it can be kind of sunny, you know, just like a look like it's a normal rainy day, and tornadoes can just form out of nowhere, and just our strong winds can just come through. But I'm 42 years of age, and this is like the worst tornado season that I've experienced. My mother's 79, and she says it's the worst that she's seen. The reports that I've seen in 1974, the tornado season, that was probably the worst. And then the worst tornado season before that was plus 40-something years ago. So it's beautiful here. I invite everyone. If you've never been to the Deep South, in the state of Mississippi, come. I mean, it's a beautiful state. The South is beautiful. If you've never been to the South. And then also, your perception of the South will quickly change when you visit the South. I mean, I myself have always wanted to travel north. I've never been to, I've been to Chicago. Is the only city I've been to, and that was a couple times. But everyone should travel outside of their regions, you know, just to get a taste of a different culture and to see how people really live. We have our perceptions, and then we really find out what's really going on when we visit places. You know, I need to resume traveling. I'll be relocating to Dallas soon to go to school, returning to Dallas because I love Dallas. Dallas is a part of my life, part of my upbringing. I used to spend a lot of my time in Dallas. But I won't talk about that because our time is limited. Because tonight's topic is about what's hot, and it's a lot of things is hot, and only have 5 more minutes to talk about it. Like I said, right now, I'm hoping that Dallas will close the deal there at the end of the third quarter, and the score is 73-58. I have nothing bad to say about Portland because, like I said, one of my favorite NBA players, regardless of who he played for, that's one of my favorite players because he is awesome. Andre Miller plays for Portland. So I have nothing bad to say about that team. That's a pretty good team. And his teammates are awesome. But, you know, it looked like Dallas, well, I'm not even going to talk too soon, but hopefully Dallas will close the deal and move on to the next step tonight. And are you all excited or not? I'm going to do a special show about the Royal Wedding. probably tomorrow morning. I thought about doing a show like right before the wedding, but I believe I'll do a special show Friday or Saturday morning regarding the royal wedding. And Monday morning show will be at 5:30, would be about prom season. But tonight's show is about, we have four more minutes, it's about what's hot for the spring and summer. And I believe right now the Tribeca Film Festival is going on in New York. So much shout out to the Tribeca Film Festival out. And let me know about any other like festivals that's going on in the summer. Because I know there's supposed to be a festival going on, I believe, a film festival in Miami. There's festivals like film festivals like everywhere, and music festivals. And I must shout out and thank those of you who have viewed my profile here at Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock. It's KULTURESHOKENT-BETH. Thank you for viewing my profile and for friending me and following me and for sending me messages and sending me info and inspiring me for topic ideas. Looking forward to talking with some of you in the near future. I'll be interviewing a local opera singer by the name of Sheila E. Ramsey. She and another young lady by the name of Janice Lewis will be traveling to Los Angeles in June. And so we'll be interviewing those two young ladies. They're performing tonight. They probably just finished up their show on the campus of Jackson State campus. So they've been doing events and holding fundraisers, and they have a recital schedule for May the 14th. But I believe I will be speaking with her on May the 9th, on Monday. I have a show scheduled for that day, but I believe I'll reschedule it for the following Monday. If I don't talk with her on May 9th, it'll be the following Monday, the Monday after their May the 14th recital. But I'm very excited for the divas to be going to Los Angeles. Okay, so we have one more minute. I want to talk about the hot summer movies that are coming out. On May the 6th, Thor, that's Mother's Day weekend, is coming, will be released. Jump in the Broom, that's a comedy. And it's produced by my friend Tracy Edmonds. You know Edmonds of Edmonds Entertainment, but it's produced by Our Stories Films, the company that the founder of BET created. And Tracy Edmonds is head of Our Stories Films. So that's a PG-13 movie. And so that will be released also on Mother's Day weekend on May the 6th. Also, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides will be released on May the 20th. The Hangover Part 2, May 26th. Kung Fu Panda 2, May 26th. Green Lantern, June 17th. Cars 2, June 24th. Mid-late summer releases are July 15th. Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows 2, July 29th. Cowboys and Aliens. You can visit movies.yahoo.com, summer-movies.com, and moviephone.com, summer movies, or to view the trailers and see more information. Now, some of the hot concert tours that are going on now, I think Lady Gaga is preparing to end her tour, but she'll probably be doing some more dates. U2, Janet Jackson, Kid Rock, Linkin Park, I love them. Jimmy Buffett, Kenny Chesney, and Katy Perry. But the hot tours for this summer are R.E.M., Bon Jovi, Brad Paisley, Britney Spears, The Strokes, Stevie Nicks, Red Hot Chili Peppers, love them. Kelly Clarkson, R.E.M., The Decemberists, The Killers, Metallica, Rush, Paramore, Coldplay, Rage Against the Machine, Madonna, Alice in Chains, James Taylor, Santana, Grace and Chance, NKOTBSB, you know who that is, New Kids on in the Backstreet Boys Tour, Jay-Z, Guns N' Roses, Black Eyed Peas, George Strait. I mean, the list goes on and on. And plus, summer fashions, I guess we have to do another show about what's hot in beauty and fashion world regarding spring and summer. Wow, just so much. A lot of things are going on with Mark Cosmetics. So visit my e-boutique or visit Mark's website at meetmark.com. My e-boutique address is mymarkstore.com. Bethany Williams, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y Williams. I must shout out my Reverb Nation peeps, fans, and so on. I recreated my artist page less than a week ago. It's Miss Beth Nelson. That's my pen name, my stage name, Miss Beth Nelson. Purple Bazaar Love Fest is my group name, my band name, and also it's a future festival too. Purple Bazaar Love Fest. You know, celebrate mine and others' love for the Minneapolis sound. I just want to shout out my friends and fans because I'm just shocked at the at how many fans I have now, like close to 2,000. You know, I was checking how many fans I have, and I have been networking a lot. Yes, I had an artist page, but I really had not been active on it. I have a Reverb Nation fan page because I appreciate good music, but then I have an artist page. In the near future, I'll create a management label page, but I'm promoting and getting myself out as a poet and songwriter, an artist out there and networking. So I'm just... I was expecting to see that I had like 150 fans, and then I was shocked to see that I have almost 2,000 fans. So I just want to shout out to my fans. I haven't even uploaded any audio yet, but I will soon. So I just want to thank and shout out all my social networking friends and real life friends, professional and personal. But that just really amazed me. So thank you. And so it's time to end the show already. So I will more than likely be talking with you all in the a.m. regarding the Royal Wedding. If not Friday a.m., Saturday a.m., but more than likely it will be Friday a.m. because of the excitement. Okay, well, thank you, and God bless, and my time is up, and I'll hopefully be woohooing because Dallas have closed the deal on this playoff series with Portland. Okay, God bless, and I love you all, and have fun watching the wedding, those that are planning to watch it, and those that are attending. Have fun. And congratulations to Will and Kate. Bye-bye. Remember, visit blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment -Beth, and email me at Culture Shock Entertainment. One complete word, KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Thank you.